From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. City streets in central Arkansas can sometimes be a dangerous place to be a pedestrian. Local leaders are hoping to reduce the number of accidents between vehicles and people crossing busy streets, as KUAR's David Monteith reports.
Revitalizing downtown Little Rock has been a significant part of Mayor Mark Stodola's platform since coming into office. He's advocated for renovations on Main Street, including the creation of an arts hub and the Complete Streets policy, which was approved a year ago. Stodola also promotes April as Pedestrian Safety Awareness Month.
More pedestrians were involved in vehicle crashes on a half-mile stretch of Broadway here in downtown Little Rock than any other street in central Arkansas, which is, of course, why we are here today.
According to a report completed by MetroPlan, an organization dedicated to regional transportation issues, the intersection of Broadway and Capitol is the most dangerous for pedestrians. Over the nine-year period studied, an average of 144 pedestrians and 47 cyclists were involved in crashes with vehicles per year. 126 of those crashes were fatal. Jim McKenzie, the executive director of MetroPlan, says, in addition to statistics, the report includes specific suggestions for improving safety.
We just funded an engineering project for North Little Rock to install pedestrian safe havens or a planted median down the continuous center turn lane along Pike Avenue, which should give folks a pedestrian safe haven halfway across the street, and should visually narrow the street down for the driver so that it will encourage them to go slower.
Making similar changes to Broadway is more challenging because it's classified as a state highway. Improvements, such as freshly painted crosswalk lines, involve multiple stakeholders, says Thomas Knight, the chair of Downtown Little Rock Partnership Safety Committee.
We want to create a table, set a table, to invite the city and the state and MetroPlan and the Downtown Partnership to figure out, okay, who does what at this point. If it's a volunteer effort to come out and paint, and we need somebody to raise funds for paint, well, so be it. But I think we're at a point now where these intersections are so crucial that it's time to address and implement some of these things that we talked about.
Adding signs reminding drivers to yield to pedestrians and changing the timing of crosswalk lights have been implemented with relative ease because of their low cost. An active push for increased safety features came after the death of Entergy employee David Wright at a downtown intersection in 2011. The company's Brad Justice says traffic on downtown streets remains an ongoing concern.
Everybody, that, not just Entergy employees, but people in the Simmons building, people in the regions here in this downtown area, many people have close calls with almost being hit. And I've had a coworker that was hit 3 years ago right here at 6th and Broadway during work, you know, going to lunch.
Officials say it's vital for pedestrians and drivers to be aware of one another on city streets. David Monteith, KUAR News.